I have one question here, and for the solicitor. Now, speaking of comprehensive and that.
Were we talking about that?
Yeah. But getting to that, now, the people that were involved, again, in all this mismanagement and failure to properly do the job, could we get a vote or a resolution straight up or down that we're gonna prosecute? And I'm asking as a taxpayer advocate, are we gonna go back and try to get some of this money, whether it's the banks, the employees that failed to properly discharge their duty, or again, is the taxpayer gonna eat this? Because when you go back next year or the year after and ask to raise taxes, and y'all just let these people walk, people are gonna remember that. Because you make no effort. If someone owes you debts, they need to be collected. So can we get a vote on that or a resolution or something that you are gonna go after these people to the full extent that we can? Because no one's gonna prosecute them, I can tell you that, because there's no crime.
Well,
anyway.
Sure, well, we have initiated a lawsuit against Comprehensive, and that is the first step in recouping that money, those monies.
But I'm talking about the peripheral money that was missing because of mismanagement, like the bank that allowed the money to be withdrawn.
From a civil side of things, and I don't want to get too far involved in it, but
right.
From the civil side of things, you're dealing with statutes of limitation, and it's been a number of years.
Well, I think that's what everybody's hoping for, is statute of limitations, because then we can sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
But I mean, can we get some resolution or at least an agreement that we're going to prosecute these people, or is the taxpayers going to be dumped on again?
Obviously, this board doesn't make any determination with respect to prosecuting people, so the only decisions that would be made are from a civil action, and as far as the civil action goes, we have instituted the civil action, and we are in the process of determining what monies are recoupable, and I can assure you that those monies that are recoupable will be included in that
action. Like the bank, whoever let them withdraw the money, that has to be a federal violation. You know, there's gotta be a statute. You just can't withdraw money. Anyone that belongs to a nonprofit knows it when it says three signatures means three signatures. So, but I would like someone to stand up and say, yes, we're gonna stick up for the taxpayers this time and not the employees who fail to discharge their duties.
I would encourage that.
Prosecuting people, I'm Dave Loader, I'm a DA. Prosecuting people doesn't recover funds. When, even if we were to go against a former employee or against Southern Friendship Bridge or someone at one of the banks, because of the nature of these offenses, you don't recover funds. Believe it or not, we're talking very low-level misdemeanors with very short probationary jails, if anything. There's no imprisonment that would happen with the kinds of things that...
At least there's an acknowledgement that they committed a crime.
But again, I have investigated this extensively.
Yeah.
And you know my position. When no county money ended up where it wasn't supposed to end up in a criminal sense. They have a civil suit which can recover funds regarding balancing books as far as who owed who when on the contract. But as far as the legalities of the accounts, no county money ended up in the wrong person's pocket. There's no criminal intent found anywhere here. There's no bank law that was violated. And other agencies far above me have looked into these questions, and they have not offered to prosecute.
Not yet.
Well, and they have leave to do this. Matters have been turned over to other agencies, and to best of my knowledge, they're not doing anything but investigating what we can investigate. There is no criminal intent There's no violation of law other than technicality regarding who is supposed to authorize the distribution.
But there are also
criminal statutes that say that de minimis offenses, when there's no harm, means there's no harm. So I've addressed that before.
What do you mean no harm, though, sir? What do you mean by no harm? There was harm there.
They have a civil suit that can look at the books and to say, based on the contract, we overpaid you $3 million or whatever their number is. That's a civil suit. What I would do would look at prosecution for an individual or individuals who improperly transferred county funds or transferred county funds to an individual that should not have received it. But the crime's not there.
There has to be accountability.
And that's why they have a civil action. What you're talking about is not a criminal action.
It's a misdemeanor, you said, right?
I said, if you're going to file anything, you would file a misdemeanor.
Then why didn't you?
But again, I've said repeatedly, and I've said here two seconds ago, no county money ended up in the wrong person's pocket.
Okay, that would be criminal, but it's a misdemeanor to not follow the state code.
And I said, individual, there's no criminal intent, and there's also a matter of a de minimis clause in the criminal code. Right. It says when there's no harm, there is no
harm. There
is
harm. We have to have a lawsuit. What are you talking about? There's no harm.
That's a civil matter.
I know, but it's caused by their failure to do their job.
No.
And a misdemeanor is a crime. So we want them to have a criminal record, if nothing else.
When you're looking at accounting, as far as the debate as to what money should have gone under which account, that's a civil matter.
I understand.
It's not a criminal
matter. We're not done. You know that.
Well, then you keep raising the same issue.
Yeah.
I keep giving the same answer.
Yeah.
There is no crime here.
You have a duty to the taxpayers to protect their interests first,
And I have exhausted resources to answer that question. You may not be satisfied.
I'm not the only one that ain't satisfied.
That's up to you.
Because Z should have a criminal record for the malfeasance. And then, you know what? And Z could still work here, but guess what? Everyone would know the truth then.
I think I've answered the question.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. Anything?
I guess I have a couple things now. Just to clarify a few issues.
John Paul.
How much money did we spend? Let me back up a little bit. My recollection, Commissioner Amadeo, was at the end of the last year of your term when these unilateral withdrawals of funds were discovered, you and the board were unaware of those withdrawals, and you had meetings with the treasurer to learn about what she was doing. And my recollection was she brought counsel with her, and she refused to answer any of the board's questions about what had occurred.
This is in litigation. I'm not going to
go on. Okay. Since the county did not know why this money was withdrawn, or even that it had been, my understanding is the current board had a forensic audit done to try to answer those questions, correct? Related to with the withdrawals and Friendship Ridge.
Yes.
How much money did that cost?
I don't think we're going to get into that.
That's not public record, how much money we spent having an audit done?
It might be.
So you'd like me to do a right?
I'm saying just because it's public record, we don't need to answer that.
Okay, fair enough. I'll do a right to know. My understanding is it's roughly $25,000. So we'll use that as just a rough figure for. So that's $25,000 that the taxpayers spent to get answers because the treasurer refused to comment about her conduct with the unilateral withdrawal of funds. The district attorney said that he has exhausted vast amounts of resources trying to find out what happened and to be able to answer questions for the public, which I think, although there's not been a report released, I think we did get some answers from that. I don't know that we have a dollar on how much money worth of county time that was, but it seems to be an extensive amount. So my question is, where we're now referring to what occurred with the unilateral withdrawal of $6 million in county cash is a quote-unquote de minimis offense that didn't cost the county anything. My question is, does the board view the amount of time, taxpayer dollars that were spent trying to answer questions because the elected official would not, is that de minimis to the taxpayer? Are those monies de minimis? Is that a money, amount of sum of money and man hours that the commissioners feel is insignificant?
If you're asking if $300,000 is de minimis, surely the Board of Commissioners doesn't believe that it is.